Lay way back, you cats. Dig in. Bivouac, yes. Mr. Mac is moving in.
I was 23 at the time and already a far-gone fan, and seeing him personally, in the flesh, was an overwhelming experience for me.
Those who were lucky enough to see Bing Crosby perform live remember their experience as unforgettable. Bing's extraordinary singing, striking good looks, and captivating screen presence made him a Hollywood legend. As a correspondent to the International Crosby Club and a Bing Crosby archivist, Martin McQuaid dedicates his life to preserving Crosby's legacy.
You can't have a better teacher of American popular music or American popular culture in general than Bing Crosby. He transcended all barriers.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild.
With the advent of talking pictures and the improvement of recording techniques in the 1920s and 30s, McQuaid says Bing's career catapulted him into an icon of unbelievable proportions.
He had a voice that was unparalleled, and he knew how to use the new technologies that were coming out at the time that he was emerging, by which I mean the microphone, talking film, network radio. He was able to use those media to delineate a very personal persona that audiences felt they knew intimately, and he was accepted as a member of people's families.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room.
Bing's mellow singing style, which came to be known as crooning, made him an instant star on the big screen, starring in such famous movies as High Society and The Road to Morocco. And Bing recorded classic hits like Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
And of course, who doesn't know Bing Crosby for his rendition of White Christmas, the song to the 1954 movie which Bing starred in?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
It's true, folks, Bing did not grab an Academy Award for his famous role in White Christmas, but he did snag an Oscar for playing a good-natured priest in the hit movie Going My Way. And did you know Bing's most famous radio show was sponsored by Kraft Foods? Yes, sir, Thursday was Bing's Day from 1935 to 1944 on the NBC network.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's two visitors for this evening, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. And here's Bing Crosby.
Snoqualmie Jojo, a chief from the big snow, loved maiden named Moonglow, and what do you know?
Bing began co-hosting the show from California with Paul Whiteman in New York on December 5, 1935. Then on January 2, 1936, Bing became the sole host of the Kraft Music Hall.
The old Kraft Music Hall, friends, slated for all our fighting men who are constantly on the alert all over the world.
Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you.
In 1957, the American music legend married Catherine Grant, an American actress and singer from Brazoria, Texas.
Celebrity was not a thing I was unaccustomed to, but I thought he was wonderful because he was my husband. He was just the most wonderful man in the world.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who...
These days, Catherine Crosby pays tribute to her husband through live performances of her show entitled Catherine Crosby Remembers Bing. Martin McQuaid says the one-woman show began at Hofstra University in 2002.
Yeah, she's been performing the show all around the country, and everywhere she performs it, young people come out and learn about him, and of course the old fans get reacquainted. So it's a very positive thing. I've been honoring Bing all my life, but I can't tell you how strongly I feel about what Mrs. Crosby has done, especially in the last several years, to regenerate interest in what I think is the most pivotal pop performer of the entire 20th century.
During her tribute show, Catherine Crosby remembers through song, images, and film that Bing Crosby was much more than a talented singer and actor.
During World War II, people needed to laugh, and Bing and Bob did these light movies. They just kept traveling around the country and entertained the troops. They sacrificed a great deal. Bing wrote everybody that wrote to him. Bing had a special way of living. And I don't know that anyone else will ever be like Bing. I don't think they will.
Thank you, boys. Leave us for a moment now. Turn our backs on a grim world. Turn back our memories to around 1927 when there was peace in the world. And even the Dorsey brothers were playing together. Those were halcyon days when the horn of plenty was Tommy Dorsey's trombone and Jimmy Dorsey's saxophone. Radio fans tuned in to hear the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra theme, themselves onto the ether with...
You've got the accent. Chew it the positive, evil. Mind it the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Before the legend died in 1977, Bing Crosby headlined in over 100 movies and sold more than 50 million records during his career, placing him second only to Elvis Presley.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule?
As a Bing Crosby fan, how can you pay tribute to one of the world's greatest entertainers of all time? Well, I'd say live life as Bing did, by following the crooner's very own advice.
You've got the accent. Chew it the positive, feeling. Mind it the negative.
For WRHU, Radio Hofstra University, I'm Lauren Brookmeyer.